Best 5 minutes of the day on a 66-degree morning at Jason Kant. We have been saying it was going to be cooler today, and it's supposed to be low 80s, but we're starting even warmer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
I think we started at 62 yesterday, and today starting at 65 already, 66 degrees. But, yeah, cooler temps, so looking like low 80s today, upper 70s the next couple, and even 80 on Friday. So we're getting down out of the 90s. That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a little bit of raindrops last night. That was kind of nice. It would be great if we saw some more, but we'll take what we can get.
We did. I don't know how long that lasted. My wife, so there's news in the Halverson house, okay? So let me get a drum roll here. This is something that your family, it fits in with your family for sure, and I'll break the news right here. Here's the drum roll. What is the news that we have to break? Of course, we brought a duplex, turned it into a single family, and we've got another dog!
Yay!
Did you see the pictures?
I did, yeah. It was it's a poodle, something like
yes,
that?
Yes, Evelyn has herself a miniature poodle named Darling, a female, and so they were out playing in the yard.
There you go.
Yeah, meeting Wesley and Athena, and so and some people are like, so you want a third dog to go with your ferret, but...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I mean, that's our life. I relate to that. We have three dogs, and most days I think, why do we have three dogs?
Yeah.
And yet I wouldn't consider getting rid of any of them because I love them all. So I don't know. It's a weird life.
One of the basic things that dogs can do is if you throw the toy, they go and get it with their mouth and run it back to you. And actually... Just on day one, Darling, the miniature poodle, who's kind of reddish, actually did that better than the other two. Athena kind of wants to play around. If she goes and gets it, she wants to not necessarily let you get it back. And Wesley will do it only a couple of times. But I saw Darling do it like five times.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, Finn, my boxer, Finn, he just kind of looks at me like I'm a moron if I throw something.
Okay.
Won't bother to bring it back.
How about the other two?
Yeah, so Ben, who's definitely our smartest dog, he definitely likes to play fetch. And he actually likes to go around the house and pick things up off the floor and bring them to Heather.
Okay, that's funny.
So he like picks up trash and things people have dropped just to, because then he gets praised for it. So
who needs a robot vacuum when you've got that?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right. Does your cat do, the hairless cat, do anything?
No. No, she doesn't do anything exciting at all. She may push things onto the floor. But, yeah, she has no tricks other than meowing at me and whatnot.
I mean, I'm not really...
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, do cats... I mean, that's, you know, kind of a dog thing where you play fetch, right? I mean, what do you play with
cats?
Yeah,
I had a friend who taught their cat to play fetch,
but
you know, cats typically are less concerned about pleasing their owners. You know, so I think it's just a difference of breed or species, I suppose.
In fact, the cat wants you to do tricks, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Get her food moved so she can sit on my chair, that sort of thing. Yeah.
All right. Fun conversation. All right. We've got Galatians. We got five verses to tackle today. Galatians 2, 6 through 10.
Yeah, it says, and the leaders of the church had nothing to add to what I was preaching. By the way, their reputation as great leaders made no difference to me, for God has no favorites. Instead, they saw that God had given me the responsibility of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, just as he had given Peter the responsibility of preaching to the Jews. For the same God who worked through Peter as the apostle to the Jews also worked through me as the apostle to the Gentiles. In fact, James, Peter, and John, who were known as pillars of the church, recognized the gift God had given me, and they accepted Barnabas and me as their co-workers. They encouraged us to keep preaching to the Gentiles while they continued their work with the Jews. Their only suggestion was that we keep on helping the poor, which I have always been eager to do.
All right, and here's how you tackle those five verses in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional commentary. You will meet many people who seem to have a significant influence. You may feel the pressure to act in specific ways to gain their approval, but their approval means nothing to those who have been set free. Again, sense a theme here. Every reading we talk about this. Pay attention to the guidance of my word and my spirit. Just as I had entrusted the 12 with ministry to the Jews, I entrusted Paul and his friends with ministry to the Gentiles. Wherever I send you, go joyfully. In the early church, these leaders were friends and co-laborers in my kingdom, just as you are a co-laborer with those whose ministries differ from yours. Regardless, remember to love and serve those who are lowest in the culture because they hold a special place in my heart. There's several things to comment on there, but go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think what stood out to me most today was the idea that kind of going joyfully, right? I mean, wherever we're called to try and go joyfully, because there's a lot of days I just don't feel particularly joyful, mm-hmm. and it's just a good reminder for me, so.
Yeah, wherever I send you, go joyfully, but there's some other things maybe we'll try to unpack tomorrow in further discussions.
Sure.
Thank you, friend. Enjoy y'all the menagerie of animals, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right, there we go. Our buddy Keith in Owen, Keith Westaby, says, it's our son Ryan's 40th birthday today. Ryan Westaby, happy birthday, big 4-0.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday. So
it's your birthday.
Hey, this is Natalie Gray.
Natalie, it's not quite yet. So, we kind of rehearsed that. Yeah, we're going to finish up the birthdays. We got a whole promise of the day thing. So, all right, let's see. We're going to go to anniversaries here. Because Keith also says it is Brad and Angie Matheson's anniversary today. Happy anniversary. And I believe yesterday was Brian and Tammy Christensen's 19th anniversary in Eau Claire. Read that post early this morning, and so I think it was yesterday. So, happy anniversary to a wonderful couple. Yes, and we hear from Brian from time to time, guessing on trivia, but one of these days you'll get it right, Brian. All right. The number today is 540,000. That's the number of tons of pesticides used in the U.S. every year. Wowza. Hey, it is National Yo-Yo Day, and I told you we were going to dig into the science of this just a little bit. There's a fair amount of science, actually, that keeps yo-yos in play, as reporter Bree Tennis tells us.
It's a pretty basic toy, a string with joined discs. You attach the string to your finger, wind the string around the disc, and throw it. Somehow it climbs back up the string. That's the science. And odds are you've played with one. The modern yo-yo came about in 1928, discovered by Donald Duncan. Back then, they sold for 15 cents, about $6 today. There are thousands of tricks to master, but the National Yo-Yo League says there's only 16 official yo-yo masters worldwide. I'm Bree Tennis, NBC News Radio.
Well, this is a 100-day diet like you've never seen nor heard of. A man lost 60 pounds in 100 days, which is really impressive. But the way he did it, Havo, has got a lot of people raising their eyebrows.
Right, because fast food, typically, it's thought to be pretty caloric, and it's hard to find healthy choices there that would be associated with weight loss.
Also, this man is 57 years old, and as someone who's getting older myself, too, I realize, man, it's harder and harder to lose weight. But Mr. Kevin McGinnis of Nashville claims to have lost 60 pounds in 100 days by eating McDonald's 3 times every single day.
Wow. Yeah, so here's what he did. Kevin cut the portions of his meals in half and ate a variety of food from the McDonald's menu.
He also claims that his cholesterol, blood sugar, and heart attack risk rating went down as a result of his Mickey D's diet.
Now, I got to say, just pause, because my doc told me about 4 or 5 months ago. It's just like, it was February. He's like, yeah, according to these numbers, you need to cut down the sugars and cut the carbs, right? And
sure.
So typically you would think, lose the bread. I don't know if that's what he did or not, but.
Now his wife also joined him on the diet after seeing his results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, despite concerns from dietitians about the high sodium and low nutritional value of fast food, McGinnis believes that portion control is more important for his health than the type of food he eats.
Interesting. He argues that losing weight is the first step to improving his overall health.
Yeah, well, for sure. And McGinnis is not the first person to lose weight on a McDonald's diet. Uh-uh.
Yeah. So in 2014, wow, how long ago is that? 9 years mm-hmm. already? John, who's a school teacher from Iowa, lost 37 pounds by eating nothing but fast food for 90 days.
Hmm.
60 pounds lost in 100 days. The Golden Arches going to have a field day with that, I guess.
I'm trying to remember. There was like a big documentary that got a lot of attention that was a guy
Fast
eating.
Food Nation, maybe?
Yeah, well, McDonald's, eating McDonald's like every day for 30 days. And I don't know the result, but I just remember that was more in the negative vein. So anyhow, well, McDonald's got to be loving this. I mean, I wonder if this guy's going to get his own commercial.
Maybe.
Right alongside Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar or something. Time for Tuesday Trivia.
Yes, indeed. Tuesday Trivia with a chance to win two full event One Fest tickets and a parking pass, all courtesy of Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. 715-723-2555. Let's see if we can get this solved, a Tuesday Trivia on a Tuesday. And here's the question today. There are about 5,000 people in the United States practicing this profession. About 5,000 people in the United States practicing this profession. What profession is it? 715-723-2555. 723-2555 again for two full event tickets to One Fest plus a parking pass. Thank you to Dr. Jacob Smith and Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic, who's going to be our first one through the gate on this beautiful Tuesday morning.
All right, 723-2555. It's a fantastic prize. And it looks like we've got our first caller here. Get on the radio on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Deep. Oh,
all right, Beth, what do you think it is?
An acupuncturist?
Acupuncturist.
Good guess.
Not an acupuncturist.
Got our first guest, though. 723-2555 for two all-event tickets to One Fest. Tell us, how many people practice this profession? Hi.
Hi, is it an auctioneer?
An auctioneer.
Another great guess.
That's a good guess. I wish I were good enough as an auctioneer to do a little something, but I'm not going to even try.
I've worked with a couple of them, and it is fun. You know, whether a fundraiser for a private school or what have you, they do a great job for sure. All right, about how many people is it? How many thousand?
So there are about 5,000 people in the U.S. Mm-hmm. who practice this profession. What profession is it? About 5,000 people in the country practicing this profession.
We've had two great guesses, right? Because those are kind of specific or select professions, select number. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, what do you think?
What do you think?
I think Reiki.
Reiki, okay, like the crystals and that stuff or whatever. Yeah,
that's not it.
Not that.
Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Destiny from Jim Falls.
Hey, Destiny.
And my guess is a Christian music artist.
Christian music artist. That is a great guess,
yeah,
Destiny, but not what we're looking for. Call again.
Yeah, that would be a good guess.
Yeah.
A lot of great guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What do you think?
Hypnotist.
A hypnotist.
Again, a select number, right? But that's not it. We've had a wide variety of guesses already here on WWIB for two all-event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic. What do you say?
Is it an animal chiropractor?
An animal chiropractor.
Very specific kind of chiropractic care. No. Not an animal chiropractor, but thank you for the guess. Call again.
Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeannie from Fall Creek.
Hey, Jeannie.
I'm going to guess a pet dentist.
A pet dentist. We had animal chiropractor and pet dental care. It's not either one of those. But thank you. Call again.
Continue down on that trail, maybe. Good morning, WWIB.
Let's try a ventriloquist.
A ventriloquist.
Wow, another great guess.
These are just very interesting.
Let's see what Yoda says.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
Sorry.
Again, about 5,000 people in the United States who practice what profession? Not acupuncturist, auctioneer, Reiki, something or other. Christian music artist, not a hypnotist, not an animal chiropractor, not a pet dentist, not a ventriloquist. But I really love these guesses. Trying to give away two full event One Fest tickets.
Tuesday Trivia, part two on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Again, we have a great prize for you today. Two full event One Fest tickets, courtesy of Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic. You'll get a parking pass with that as well for One Fest 2023, July 28th through the 30th in Chippewa Falls and the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. The number to call, again, live on the air, 715-723-2555, 715 area code 723-2555. And here's our question. There are about 5,000 people in the United States practicing this profession. So about 5,000 people in the U.S. practicing what profession? We're looking for the profession. Incorrect answer so far. It's not an acupuncturist, not an auctioneer, not a Reiki person, not a Christian music artist, not a hypnotist, not an animal chiropractor, not a pet dentist, not a ventriloquist. So as you can see, the guesses so far have been all across the board.
People are thinking along the right tracks. What is an occupation that some people have, but not very many people?
Sure.
Right. All right, so 723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jennifer, and I'm from Barron.
Hey, Jennifer.
Is it an art therapist?
It is not, but these are very creative.
Yeah.
Call back, 715-723-2555. No penalty for incorrect answers. If you can get back through, guess again. That's fine.
Absolutely. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Owen from Owen Clare, Wisconsin.
And what do you think?
Is it a radio host?
Is it a radio host?
Yeah.
That would be a little self-serving of us, I suppose, to make that the answer. But no, it's not a radio host. Try again, Owen.
I think there's more of us than 5,000. Good morning.
Good morning. I would say professional cheesemaker.
Professional cheesemaker.
That
great
would
profession.
Be appropriate for June Dairy Month, but that's not it.
Again, about 5,000 people in the United States who practice what profession?
For two OneFest tickets.
My guess is climbing telephone towers.
Yeah, you called earlier and I told you to call back, but that is not it.
Not climbing telephone towers.
723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Evelyn from Bruce, Wisconsin.
Hey, Evelyn, what do you think?
A farmer.
We love our farmers and Wisconsin's great agriculture and dairy industry, but it's not a farmer. Again, about 5,000 people in the United States practicing what profession?
Obviously, at one point, there were many more than 5,000 farmers. The number's gone down. It may still be more than that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amy, I'm from Stanley. Is it a jewelry maker?
Amy?
Wow, lots of guesses. That's not it.
It is not. Call us back, Amy from Stanley. Thank you. I love hearing from all over the WIB listening area. 715-723-2555. Trying to give away two full event OneFest tickets. If you're just joining us, this is courtesy of Dr. Jacob Smith and Lady Smith Veterinary Clinic.
I thought we were going to run out of guesses, but they're going at it some more at 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wyatt. Speak up, buddy.
Wyatt.
Hey, Wyatt, what do you think?
Is it yo-yoing?
It's
actually yo-yo day, Wyatt. We actually touched on this earlier, but that is unfortunately not it.
Remember when Sean Curran opened for Ren Collective and
yes,
he did yo-yo tricks?
Reference to that this morning. Yeah, for sure. I was initially getting it confused. I'm like, it wasn't Ben Fuller. It was Sean Curran. Hi, WWIB. What's your guess?
Large animal veterinarians.
Well, you know what? No, we didn't have that one yet. Never mind. We had pet dentist and animal chiropractor. So large animal vet.
That's not it.
Not it.
All right. I think for this go around, we have run out of guesses, Caleb. So we're going to do it again at 8:45.
You know what? At some point, maybe it's today, maybe it's not today, but at some point we do want to give away these OneFest passes. So barring the return of the Lord, we are going to give these away at some point.
We absolutely will. And now some of the listeners go, do you have a hint for us?
No.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We have had Tuesday trivia twice already on this Tuesday, and so far, still looking for a winner. Maybe we'll find one now.
The prize on this Tuesday? Maybe it'll be a Tuesday. Maybe it's going to spin on to Wednesday. You all decide if you get the correct answer. The trivia ends right here, right now. But the prize is two full event tickets to OneFest 2023, plus a parking pass, courtesy of Ladysmith Veterinary Clinic. And our question, and 715-723-2555, the number to call. Our question is this. There are about 5,000 people in the United States practicing what profession? About 5,000 people in the U.S. who practice this profession. What could it be? Incorrect answers so far. Acupuncturist, auctioneer, Reiki, Christian music artist, hypnotist, animal chiropractor, pet dentist, ventriloquist. Again, these are just all your guesses. Art therapist, radio host, professional cheesemaker, telephone tower climber, farming. How about jewelry maker, yo-yoer, or large animal veterinarian? None of those were correct.
So what might it be? 723-2555 to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Shelley, Menominee.
Hey, Shelley.
Hi, I think it's life coach.
A life coach. 5,000 life coaches.
Not it.
Not life coach. Thank you, Shelley. Try again. 715-723-2555 for two full event tickets to OneFest.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Betty from Stanley.
Hey, Betty, you got the right answer?
Is it a carnival worker?
Is it a carnival worker?
Boy, that's fitting, right? This time of the year with the fair and all that? No, it's not it.
Not a carnival worker. And again, a lot of great thoughts in all these guesses.
Yeah, it could be seasonal, right? I mean, only 5,000 of these folks. Good morning.
Good morning. How about a butler?
How about a butler?
Oh, boy. Alfred.
Jeeves.
Bruce Wayne's butler. Not it.
Butlers always get blamed for things as well, too. Yeah, the butler didn't always do it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Thank you for calling. Try again.
WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Becky from Altoona.
Becky, go ahead.
Is it oral surgeon?
Is it an oral surgeon?
Boy, another great guess. Not it.
Not what we're looking for. Again, trying to give away two full event OneFest passes. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia. Final opportunity to win here, at least on a Tuesday.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. I'm Jen from Ladysmith.
Hey, Jen.
Hi. Could it be a commercial fisherman?
A commercial fisherman?
Another fantastic guess.
Really good guess, Jen. Thanks for calling in from Russ County.
Yeah.
Not a commercial fisherman.
We love to get the wide expanse of the listening area and great participation. And
a lot of potential fields for all of you new high school graduates.
Yes.
Maybe you wouldn't want to go into all of these that have been suggested, but some of them, sure.
A lot of career choices. Good morning. What's your guess?
Taxidermist.
Yeah,
taxidermist. Okay, yeah. Sure.
Good try.
Not taxidermist. 715-723-2555.
If it's not chiropracting the animals. Or
we've had a lot of animal-related guesses. I know.
Good morning.
Here's another animal related. How about a dog groomer?
A dog groomer.
Yeah, there's only so many of those, right?
Yeah. Our friend Shelly in Chittek is a dog groomer. I remember that. Maybe that was her. I guess I don't know.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Destiny from Jim Falls.
Hey, Destiny, what do you think?
Underwater welder.
Underwater welder.
Wow.
You know, actually, that's a really good profession to go into in terms of income.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, no. I mean, again, when you're talking like some of the bridges and things like that. Oh, yeah. It's cool.
Underwater welder.
I mean, it's not the answer we're looking for. I'm sorry, Destiny, but I kind of got excited because it's like that. It's a cool field.
That's a great guess. Hi, we'll take a couple more guesses. What's yours?
A travel agent.
A travel agent.
Yeah, 5,000. Maybe more of those, actually, but thanks for trying. Hi, WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Virginia from Rice Lake. Is it an archaeologist?
Archaeologist?
No, Virginia. It's not an archaeologist.
I apologize because I think sometimes, like, when people name a really interesting profession, my voice gets a little excited. But it's not the right answer. I just think it's cool.
I think I'll have to put that together for the best of the week.
Thank you, Caleb.
Caleb's excited reaction.
It's like, oh, well, I mean, it's wrong, but still, it's cool.
It's funny you caught that. Good morning, WWIB. What's your belief it is here?
What do you think?
All right.
Oh, man. That was your chance to win two full event OneFest tickets.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth from Elk Mound. Would it be a lifeguard?
Would it be a lifeguard?
Oh, fantastic guess. Not it.
Did you know that I was certified as a lifeguard?
No.
Way back when, a couple decades ago.
Huh.
But yeah, I was.
Wow.
Went through the training and everything.
Fantastic. Good morning, WWIB.
Librarian.
Librarian. Madam Librarian. Or Mr. Librarian. But
no.
Thinking of one of my favorite movies there. Not Librarian. Again, recap of the question here. About 5,000 people in the United States practice what profession? Trying to give away two full event OneFest tickets.
We've got the listener's attention. Good morning.
Morning. Is it an astronaut?
Is it an astronaut?
That's a great... I wonder if there are 5,000 of those.
I wonder, too. I mean, man, you have to go through extensive training for that.
Hi, WWIB.
Hi, Todd from Rice Lake. How about a professional horse jockey?
Todd, you would be incorrect, but thank you.
Couple more. Hi, WWIB. What do you think the answer is?
Hairdresser.
PCD John says a hairdresser for PCD. That's not it. All right. Good morning, WWIB.
Good
This is Susan.
What do you think, Susan?
That's quite the echo.
Susan from Chautauqua. I'm sorry about the echo. Okay. I'm so excited.
No
is
worries.
Is it a person that does body massages on your body for like a half an hour, a masseuse?
Oh, sure. Like a masseuse. Okay.
Good try.
Good try. Good guess, Susan. Thank you.
They've got so many guesses. Good morning, WWIB.
Good morning, Beth from Elk Mound. Would it be a nanny?
Would it be a nanny?
Good try.
I did it again.
Yeah, you know, I said a couple more, but there's just so many guesses. Hi, WWIB.
Cartographer.
A cartographer.
A cartographer, like a map maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not it.
But good guess. Very interesting.
All right, two
guess.
More. Two more.
All right, That's two more. Now it's two more.
Hi, WWIB.
How about a Walmart greeter?
A Walmart greeter? That's not it.
I don't know for sure how many Walmart locations there are in the U.S., but yeah, good thinking.
Probably more than 5,000. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth from Elk Mound. Would it be a professional fisherman?
Professional fisherman? Well, let's see. We've had commercial fishermen guests already, so I think we're going to give you a bonus guest.
You're the
Beth,
last
you
guest.
Are the last hope to get Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday and win yourself tickets to OneFest. So we're putting you on the spot, Beth. What do you think? About 5,000 people in the U.S. are in this profession. What is it?
Do they work on a cruise ship?
Working on a cruise ship?
Oh, boy. I remember the Love Boat back in the day. That's not it.
Not it, Ben. Thank you. We're going to try this again tomorrow.
Well, three tries and we're out for today. So.
I think that was our best, though. Third try, though, was absolutely the best in terms of all of you participating and sending in great guesses. So, hey, we're going to keep this going. Again, we promise we're going to give these OneFest tickets away. So what do we say? How about 7:15 tomorrow?
Yeah, there
Tuesday
you go.
Trivia transforms into Win It Wednesday.